Good morning, this is Daz on The Cat, The Tune and The Red, and it's time for our new Music Monday panel. We do this every Monday. We have three very special guests on, and we have three tracks to evaluate. We give it a score and see if we can find out our record of the week, and then we hand it over to you to get your opinions. Joining the panel this morning, we've got Simon. Morning, Simon.
Morning, Daz.
How are you doing? You all right?
Absolutely fine. Lovely to be here again. Thank you very much for inviting us.
Yeah, well, it was a close-run thing. We've also got a new person to the panel as well. We've got Abby with us this morning. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning, Daz.
How are you? Are you okay?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome. And of course, we've got our Mark. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Morning, Daz. Fine, thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Excellent.
After the last time when I said it was a no from me, I wondered whether you'd have me back.
No, of course we'd have you back. As we always do, we have a check of your musical credentials first. Simon, what was the last gig that you went to?
Oh, God. It was Barry Manilow, the Big Nose Tour. Fantastic night.
I don't think it was called the Big Nose Tour, Simon.
Was it not?
No, maybe the Greatest Hits Tour. Abby, what was your last gig?
My last gig was the Callows in Stockton.
All right, very good. And Mark, what was the last gig you went to?
Well, it wasn't so much of a gig, it was more of a show. It was to see Madame Butterfly at the Billingham Forum.
Wow, what a cultured panel we've got here this morning. First up on the panel, we've got the new single from Lenny Kravitz. It's another preview of his up-and-coming album, Blue Electric Light, and it's called Human. Lenny Kravitz and Human. He says the song is about living your truth. It's about celebrating and trusting the processes of life and being human with all our so-called mistakes. What do we think, Simon? Did you find yourself within this Human song?
Absolutely loved it. Hey, there's a cowbell. Who doesn't love a cowbell? I mean, it's absolutely fantastic, isn't it? A bit of rock, a bit of pop, a bit of funk. I've said this to you before, Daz. If you can remember a song 10 minutes later, that it's going to be a hit, and I think I'm going to remember that song. It's unmistakably Lenny. He's a very talented man. Yeah. He reminds me of Prince in a way, you know.
Yeah. Just feel a bit of Prince in there, yeah. Absolutely. Very good, Abby. What did you reckon to Lenny Kravitz's Human?
Well, obviously, of being 21 years old, I have more of a youth kind of culture with music, so I thought it sounded more, it was made in the 1970s. The instrumental part of the song, it was very upbeat and catchy, however the song lyrics was very repetitive. I would say people within the ages of 50 and above would seem to like the song.
Oh okay, you're putting it in an age bracket as well. Alright, okay, thank you for that. And Mark, what do you reckon to Human?
I agree with Simon. I thought it was a Lenny Kravitz song. And I sort of agree with Abby. It maybe has appealed to the older audience. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
Yeah. I mean, I really liked it. But I wasn't so sure about all the kitchen pots and pans at the start. It just felt as though he was playing all the pans that were hanging up. I know the cowbell's brilliant. But, I mean, other than that, I really loved that retro feel to it. That melody sounded so familiar. I loved the pre-chorus. In fact, I think I enjoyed the pre-chorus more than the chorus. It had that sort of tubular bells at the start of each line. His voice is still great. I think it's got a great vibe. and I'm going to enjoy hearing this on the radio. I'm going to kick things going and give this an 8. Simon, what do you reckon?
No, I'm going a bit higher. I'm going 9.
Okay, 9. Wow. Abby, what do you think?
I think I'm going to give it a 5.
Oh, okay, a 5. And Mark?
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. I would give it a 9.
Right, very good. Well, that gives it a grand total of 31 for Lenny Kravitz and his Human. All right, next up is a 21-year-old singer, same age as you, Abby. She's called Holly Humberstone. She was a Brit's rising star for 2022. And this is her new single called Down Swinging.
I stay up real late, trying to find someone to hate. There's a black balloon I carry. Been a long way from okay, but I'm going down swinging. Oh, I'm going down swinging. In this stress dream, every day is Halloween. I had a panic attack on the underground. Man, I felt like a circus freak.
The wonderful sound of Holly Humberstone. She was the Brit's rising star in 2022. She hails from Grantham in Lincolnshire. She's a former violinist, the Lincolnshire Youth Symphony Orchestra. And she was discovered after performing on a local BBC introducing radio show, and where she later appeared at Glastonbury, where Lewis Capaldi fell in love with her and her music and invited her out on tour. Did Holly do it for you, Abby?
So when listening to the song, it started off a bit slow and sad. It's not the particular kind of genre I would listen to. Okay. I listen to more upbeat, more indie and stuff like that. The artist sounds, her voice is beautiful, yeah. 100%. She sounds a little bit of Billie Eilish in a way.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
However, the chorus brings summer vibes. I feel like a lot of people in my age would listen to this when during hot girl summer. So a lot of people would really enjoy this during the summer this year, I definitely would say that. And the target audience would definitely be in my range of 21 years and possibly younger.
Okay, very good. Mark, stop it. Mark, did that resonate deeply with you?
I wasn't sure at first, but I think it's a grower. I quite like sort of slightly depressing music, you know, things like Radiohead and whatnot. And I think that's definitely a grow for me. So it was, I think I'd like it better after I've heard it half a dozen times. It was that type of song.
Yeah, very good. And Simon?
You know, I didn't like it whatsoever. It just sounds very produced to me. There seems to be a lot of chorus or some type of voice chorus sitting on our vocals there. You know, what Abby said, I'm sure somewhere this young lady's got lots of fans. I'm not one of them. I'm not going to be one of them. Slightly boring. Did it actually have a melody? Don't know.
Well, I liked it. I quite liked it, actually. I agree with Abby. I think she's got just such a beautiful voice. Once it got going, I thought it had a really nice driving beat, and it was sort of quite retro. It had like a synth-led driving beat with it. I thought the chorus was quite uplifting. You know, let it rain on my faded light. I don't care what happens, I'm going down swinging. Yeah, I thought that was quite uplifting, and I thought it was quite relatable, really. So I'm going to kick things off. I'm going to give Holly Humberstone a 7 for her down swinging. Abby, how many are you going to give it?
Right, I'll give her an 8.
All right, an 8 from Abby. Mark, what do you reckon for Holly?
I would give it a 7. I thought it was okay.
Okay, a 7. What score would you give Simon for Holly Humberstone and down swinging?
I'm going to give her a 4, Daz. Didn't like it whatsoever.
Okay. That gives her a grand total of 26. All right, coming up finally on our New Music Monday panel this morning, we've got the new single from Zayn. Zayn Malik, the One Direction recording artist, songwriter, producer, I think he wrote that himself. He's apparently set the world abuzz with this new single. It's called What I Am.
I've been drinking absinthe. I just did the math, it ain't adding up. I've had enough of running around this board game.
You can know your own name, I won't give it up. Am I crazy? Am I foolish? Am I stupid for playing these games with you? If I told you I love you, would you say that it's if I told you to fly, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. Cause this is where I'm staying, my two feet are in the sand. I've been reading notes, and I can't make sense of it. Ain't no conspiracy that can save me. Living in the moment feels good to me till it hurts, and I need somebody. Am I crazy? Am I foolish? Am I stupid for playing these games?
The sound of Zayn and What I Am, his new single. Quite a new soulful sound, a different sound for Zayn. Apparently, What I Am is a powerful song that heralds the musician's fourth studio album. Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am, he croons. We'll start with you on this one, Mark. What did you reckon to What I Am?
Well, I had no idea that he'd had four previous albums, so that's a surprise. I'll be honest with you, it was okay, but I can't really say anything more than it was okay. I wasn't blown away, put it that way.
Yeah.
It was pleasant. Sorry, guys, but I've only got a pleasant.
A pleasant, that's all right. Well, a pleasant is all right. That's, yeah, we'll go with pleasant. Simon, what did you reckon to Zayn? Did you work out who he is?
You know, hold on a minute. My doorbell's ringing.
Right, we'll just hold up the show for you. You know, it's only morning. We'll talk amongst ourselves. So what are you up to today, Abby? Yeah, you got a busy day?
My stepsister's coming back from Australia.
Oh, wow, that's exciting. What about you, Mark? You got a busy day today?
Well, I'm prepping the bathroom for new flooring down tomorrow. I'm in DIY mode because I've just retired, haven't I?
So. Of course. Well, it seems that's all. Last time you were on, you were decorating as well.
Mrs. H has got me booked up solid until we go away in May.
Oh, bless you. Bless you. Simon, are we back?
I am back on the door. Sorry about that.
Was it anything interesting or important?
It was the delivery man. Yeah, no, that's it. I'm
okay,
not going to tell you anymore.
No, yeah, you remain. You keep it that vague. That's brilliant. All right, Simon, we've just played Zayn, What I Am. Did you work out who Zayn is?
I did work it out eventually, yeah. Yeah, again, Abby, not my age group. And I tell you what I couldn't work out, Daz. Why is he singing a funny accent? He doesn't speak like that. He doesn't.
Well, he's trying out a new soulful voice, apparently.
Well, it was sort of folky country. Yet again, your last time I said people jumping on the Taylor bandwagon. You see another one heading towards this country bandwagon. I think you can tell. It just wasn't for me. It's monotone, nasally. To be honest, I find Zayn just a big, cunningly disguised ex-boy band member who's hanging on to 1D fans. You know, when you were young and you were in groups and you liked bands and everybody had to pick a certain band member and you weren't allowed to sort of sort of stray from that when they split up. You were a big Barlow fan, weren't you?
Barlow?
Yeah.
Ken
well,
Barlow.
I think he's living on the back of that. He did a Robbie, and this song is not his angel.
Whoa, that's a good line, that one. Yeah, you've rehearsed that line, didn't you?
No.
You're very proud of that line, aren't you? You are. Go on, admit it. You're proud of that line.
I'm just very good at what I do.
And modest as well. Finally, Abby, what did you think of Zayn?
Well, I actually didn't realise it was Zayn from One Direction until you just said.
Really?
I really didn't. I didn't recognise his voice at all whilst listening to that song.
Yeah,
it was a complete different genre to what he really goes for.
Yeah.
It sounded much more like a country genre, like is what Mark said. It's very slow and an emotional song. The singer, it's like him and himself. He has a beautiful voice, but as the same as Simon, you couldn't really actually tell that it actually was Zayn. It was very different to what he normally speaks like and what he sings like. But I don't think a lot of people will listen to this. I would say that the target audience for this would be American mums.
Right, okay, American mums who like Zayn. Right, well, there's two things for me about this song that I don't like. One, it's Zayn himself. I just think he's unlikable. This is my personal opinion. I'm not a big fan of his. But I think the other thing that I don't like is the bad language in the chorus. Obviously, we played the clean version of it. The more explicit version has a horrible language in the main melody line of the chorus. And, you know, I'm not a prude. But I just think it's just totally unnecessary. And does he think he has to be cool by swearing in the chorus? Nah, it doesn't do it. And, because of those two reasons, I really didn't expect to like the whole thing. The problem is, I quite like it. I quite like the melody. I quite like the chorus. I quite like the soulful sound to it. But I would much prefer hearing someone with a proper soul voice, like James Morrison, singing this rather than Zayn making up this rather silly voice that he's making. I'm going to kick things off. I'm going to give it a 6. What do you reckon, Mark?
I agree with you about the bad language. I think it's poor songwriting. Yeah, if you have to put bad language in your song of any era, even rappers who think they're cool, it's just rubbish. Yeah. So for that, I'm sorry, I'll have to give it a 4.
Okay. Simon, what do you reckon?
I wouldn't even give it 4, if I'm totally honest with you.
Well, that's the idea of the game. You choose what score you want to give it, so just pick one.
1.
Okay. No, I didn't mean just pick one. I meant pick a number.
Alright, I'll go for number 2. That's what I think it's worth.
Okay. Alright. And Abby, what's your score?
I think I'm gonna go with Mark and give it a 4.
A 4. So that gives it a grand total of 16. Throughout the whole time we've been doing the new music panel, we've never had a score as low as that. Zayn, What I Am gets 16. Holly Humberstone gets 26, and our single of the week is Lenny Kravitz and Human with a grand score of 31. What do you think about that? You can have your say on 0330 043 2002. You can also pick it up on our social media as well, on The Cat, The Tune and The Red. You can have your say and you can have a listen again on there as well. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Really do appreciate you coming on the show on a Monday morning to get things kicked off. We found out what people are doing for the rest of the day while you were at the door. Simon, what are you up to for the rest of today?
Well, I'm just about to hop in the shower and I'm going to go out to a Barry Manilow gig.
Okay, well, I really wish I hadn't asked. Thank you so much for your time. Have a lovely Monday, Simon, Abby and Mark. Cheers, and we'll have you all on. Well, we'll have most of you on again next time. And our new Music Monday panel, here's the single of the week. It's Lenny Kravitz and Human. Take it easy.
Thank you.
Cheers, Dad.
Bye for now.